press play on the stereo. Boy, me say bum rips and video games that me love to hear. Me kick back and relax, me kinda float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irie, irie. Bong rips and video games, me soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony.
Bong rips and video games.
What up?
That shit goes hard, yo.
Always. Every time.
Sanchez, where you at?
Can't hear Sanchez though. That's the last time you're gonna hear that song. The last time you're gonna see that.
Really?
We are. Wow. Yeah. So we're working on. Hopefully by next week we get everything worked out with the new intro. But I need to get new footage. But we're coming into a new era. Yeah. And guess what? Tony's not going to lose his voice by screaming out about merch today.
No, I know. I'm freed from the merch dragon.
You know,
don't get me wrong. I still want you guys to go hit the link and buy the merch. All right, I'm just not.
Listen, you've been relieved of those duties. All right.
Hey.
We are joined by. There's only one.
Yeah, the only
JM.
JM, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? Yo, the funny thing about my name is it's literally been a troll now for 6 years on some guy that hit me up on Twitter. My name used to be It's Just JM on everything. Oh. And I went on Twitter and it was taken. I couldn't use it. So I realized the only JM was available. So I used that. And then within 2 days of having the Twitter account active, this guy DM'd me saying, "You can't be the only JM. I'm also the JM, so you can't be the only JM." So then I was like, okay, buddy, I'm going to stick that name right up your ass. And I went back and turned all my other socials into the only JM, and it's been riding it out now for 6 years. So thank that random guy on Twitter, because that's why I am the only JM.
You can't be the only JM.
Yeah. So obviously a bunch of people have the same initials as me. I understand that, but that's why I call myself the only JM, just to be a troll.
Well, it works.
That
out.
Is fucking funny, actually. But how you feeling, man? How was your holiday? Dude, this is the first episode after the actual new year.
Yeah, man. I took the first week of the year off from work. And I've been focusing literally on my content creation. I've spent so much time in Adobe Premiere Pro this week that I'm sick of it. But I'm grinding it out. I'm just trying to put out content and get 2024 set for what I think will be a great year for my brand. And also, obviously, I'm a representative of LITF, so I'm just trying to represent that group proudly. So I'm hoping we're going to put out some great content this year as a collective group. And there it is right there. And as long as we do that, I think we're going to have a great 2024. And obviously, it's an honor to be here because I've been watching every single episode, not just on YouTube, but I've also been watching you guys at work. When I'm at work, I watch you guys on Spotify. Every episode's a banger. I double watch every episode that comes out on this podcast. So
here's my question about that then. Are you the guy that's in like five different cities in Rhode Island?
Yeah, because I'm driving when I'm working. And are you talking about from Spotify? Is that where you track it from? So my job, I'm a wheelchair technician. I repair people's wheelchairs. Word. I actually am based out of one city in Rhode Island, and then I have to drive around the entire state to fix people's wheelchairs. So I'm listening to this podcast as I travel across the state to different jobs. So I could literally start a podcast in one city and I'll be at the other side of the state by the time I have to get out of the truck and do my job.
You know, yeah, it's funny because one of our one of our highest stats are in Rhode Island, and we were talking about it. I was like, we got like five cities in Rhode Island. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, that's JM.
That's yeah, JM. That's got to be me because I'm driving all across the state when I'm listening. So
nice.
Now, as a wrestling fan, when you repair wheelchairs, I know you're thinking about some type of wrestling, like Mae Young being pulled out and onto the stage and getting power bombed off the table by Bubba Ray.
No, I've never thought about that ever when I was fixing a wheelchair. Never once came across my mind until right now.
You're definitely gonna think about it now.
Yeah, I'll definitely, yeah, going forward.
Listen, it's not the biggest highlight that Mae Young has, all right? I'm just saying.
Well, no, I think it kind of is for our generation, but
well, she gave birth to the hand, remember?
Oh,
Mark Henry's hand.
Yeah.
Well, not his hand, but his hand.
I wish you didn't bring it.
Yeah. So, anyways, talk about things that I wish to never bring up ever again after this. GTA Joker. I need to hear every single one of your thoughts about this guy. So, go.
Literally, he's a fucking Joker. Literally, he's a Joker, bro. Like, I don't know what this kid is thinking that he's going to accomplish from this besides just giving Rockstar clout.
Media attention. He's getting Rockstar exactly what he looked for. Media attention.
But he's not getting paid the fuck out.
Oh, no.
I was literally talking about this with our good boy Alex Haas earlier. He made the point to me earlier because this came up. He's like, yo, did you notice every video that guy comes out with, he's asking for more money?
Yeah.
He went from like 2 to 4 to 6 million. Now his most recent video is 10 million.
Yep. Dude, he's ridiculous. That guy's ridiculous.
Yeah.
From a fucking dude who was in jail, getting out of jail. I just gotta ask this, right? Like, so I'm on TikTok. We're all on TikTok.
Yeah.
How did this dude just get out of jail and automatically have a TikTok and within a day have the ability to go live? Like, are human beings that mindless of sheep that we secretly wanted to hear what he had to say, didn't we?
I think what's more crazy than that aspect is think about the aspect of the fact that this game has obviously been being developed for 10 years or longer. And that means they took this guy's mugshot when he was going into jail, put him in the game. Yeah. The trailer drops when he gets out of jail, and now he's mad about it. Think about that aspect.
Hey, man, mugshots are public domain, right?
Like, right, it is. Right, domain. And that's why they're going to get away with it. And then what I was kind of getting to earlier was like, yo, so many Rockstar, like people that worked for Rockstar reached out to this guy and told him. And the biggest person I saw that put a video out was the guy that plays Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2, actually came out on his TikTok or whatever platform he originally released it on, and he fucking went right at this guy, the Florida Joker, and said, "Dude, if you think you're suing them, you're out of your mind. They have so many lawyers that you're
bury him in litigation for years, bro."
He even said it though. He's like, he's like, they know exactly what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. Trust me.
Who was it that that tried to sue them for the
Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
And he fucking lost it.
And then Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan lost because it was another girl that said, "No, that's not you, that's me." And Rockstar actually took the image of someone else. The girl happened to look similar, but she was a blonde though.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting that's being brought up too, because like there is something called parody laws, and parody laws are the reason why a game like GTA exists, so that they can do things like this. That's why in video games it says everyone that you see in this video game does not represent somebody, but only by coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. Likenesses. Yep. That's it. It's all
any likeness to someone in real life. It's
purely coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Exactly.
Stoners. You know what?
That's smart. That's smart as shit because they cover their
I think what it is though is like a lot of people think that because back in the day, yeah, if your likeness was stolen on a TV show or a movie or something like that, then you could sue. But the internet has gotten such so broad and the video game industry has gotten so yeah. big. There's no way you can sit there and say, oh, they stole my likeness. Why? Because right. you got tattoos on your face. You think you deserve the right to get money? Like, dude,
that means every fucking cholo in LA right now.
out the ass, every cousin every Chewy.
Every cholo in LA.
Every cousin Chewy. Watch. Cousin Chewy's knocking on the door talking about.
For real, though. For real, though. $6,000,
bato. For real, though. $4,000. That's all I care.
It's not even that, though. How many people are in prison right now that probably looks just like that, dude?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Seriously.
You don't see that.
Yeah, how many people has on anybody watched?
Yeah, has anybody ever watched 60 Days In? I mean, come on.
Okay, yeah, good point. Good point. I didn't, you know, the point. I didn't even think of that, actually, until you said
listen,
that,
yeah. If I knew I was going to jail, I'm fucking getting all tatted all on my face.
Well, yeah, I mean,
okay.
if you think you're
going to first off, hold on. If I go to jail without the possibility of parole, then maybe I'll tell my face.
If I'm in there for life, but if I'm in there for life, bro, I'm committing to the cause. You look
crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
But if I'm there for like a couple of years, it's like I want to be able to get a job when I get out of here. So.
If I go to jail, bro, for life, bro, I'm getting a whole face tattooed on the back of my head.
Yeah. If I go to jail for life, I'm gonna start a podcast in there called Life in Prison.
You know what's crazy, bro? Like, I've been seeing some of the best content creators lately have been in jail. It's weird.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's a fake jail, though, bro. It's a fake jail.
Is it fake? That's what I wondered. I want to know this. I want to know. No, I really want to know this.
And you know why? Because it's easy to buy a closed down prison and turn it into a fucking content studio.
So they're like, the cell is fake, and then what?
Yeah, that's all fake. That's a studio, bro.
Because I was looking at it too. Outside content, though, did they just like steal other people's content? I'm confused how that works.
Most likely.
There's a lot of jails that have access to phones and shit like that, and cameras. That
well, that's what I was thinking. I was watching, but then like there is a good point, like Tony just made. Like that probably is fake. Like, you know what I mean? Like I always think that because I don't trust. Look, I don't trust anything.
I was watching that video. I don't know who it is. The social media, the guy, he's got, I think it's a YouTube show, but Krishan was on
time.
What? It cut
Kai
out.
Said, Kai sent oh. it. That's the dude who was doing that.
Yeah, and I'm that's a fake prison, bro. Like,
obviously, really Kai was fake because that guy's obviously not in jail. I knew
like, if you go on TikTok, you see like these guys
chilling, right.
like six right. or seven motherfuckers in a cell. You see the guards and shit walking
and around. Honestly, that's what we should be talking about. We should be talking to Gates about this part because Gates is the most successful TikTok guy I know right now. So
seriously. How does that work, bro? Explain it.
Yeah,
honestly, exactly. Look, like I've seen a couple of them fucking pop up, and these people get fucking paid. Like I don't know
from jail, and they can't access. All their funds.
They're putting into the cash app, and the cash app is being transferred into commissary. So that's how they're making their money is off whatever they're doing for commissary. So all their
you're gonna tell me back. Though you can if they're making
yo you could buy anything off
if they're making 250k a month you're not transferring that in the commissary.
No, if you're not getting
the person's gonna be like, yo, what are you doing, real quick?
Yeah,
they're gonna investigate,
dude. It's well,
but
it's
if you're just making
them,
videos,
they'll send the cash app not just to their fucking shit, but to relatives. Like, oh, send it to my girl, and they'll be like, oh,
and then yo, throw some money in my commissary so I could get some ramen noodles, bro.
Yeah, some ramen noodles, yo. Hook a brother up with some ramen noodles.
Yo, help me. I'm starving in here. Let me get those new spicy shits that are out now.
Like, are you kidding me? How the fuck are you starving?
I saw those new spicy ramen noodles that are out. Give me those.
No, but those guys are insane. Like, imagine if from jail, like, if you could do some, like, game streaming shit, a lot of those people wouldn't get shanked. They'd just be stuck in their cell just streaming. That's it.
You would have to give every one of those motherfuckers their own cell. You'd have to give them all their own platform to be able to play on. And then, I swear to God, if any two of them are next to each other and one kills the other, that dude's getting shanked.
I mean, right
next to each other. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you camping, motherfucker? You camping? You fucking camping?
Real quick.
Exactly.
If the five of us were in jail, who's the first one dying?
Me.
Oh wow, he admitted it and shit.
Damn,
like,
I ain't gonna lie.
JM, you the no muscle. All right, me and you engage yourself. You know what I mean? Nah, that's how it works in jail, bro. We would have never met, but as soon as we in the cell together, bro, it's like, listen, yo, I got your back, you got my back. We gotta go to sleep at night, all right?
I definitely say if me and you immediately were cellmates, you're right.
You know what I mean? But yo, Freshie Sanchez, yo, y'all definitely gonna be somebody's prison bitches, bro.
Oh my god,
I got brains, bro.
Exactly, you got brains, so you're the smartest thing you could do is just drop to your knees real quick.
Damn.
Now, you ever seen
I don't know if Sanchez can cook, bro.
I could cook.
I'm down. I was a chef for 10 years, bro. Like, I know how to cook too.
Listen, all right. You ever seen the dudes that got like the fucking pyramid stacks of ramen noodles and like candy and shit? And then
that's you then.
I'm the dude building an empire off of
and I'm the fat ass filling your pockets, passed out in the
throat. I may screw someone over every now and then. Someone make a screw over. Asshole
doing his time in bed.
Freshie's first day in jail, he meets Gates.
Yo, the old adage is, as long as you're filling pockets and not holding the pocket, you're good,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're in a good spot. Yo, this beard off.
Oh my god. Well, it veered off heavily.
Let's veer it in. We have something exciting to talk about today.
Yes.
So all of us play on different platforms.
Yeah.
And some of us have transitioned. You know, some of us have gone from Xbox to PlayStation, PlayStation to Xbox, maybe all of those to PC, or pretty much all around.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to start. I don't want to call it, there's no ranking to this, but there's no totem pole to this, but let's get Nintendo and PC out of the way first.
Okay. Nintendo is my realm, bro. Like, yeah, I play Nintendo.
When it comes to a Nintendo exclusive game, and this one's going to be easy. That's why we're putting it off first. I want to hear from everybody here. Okay. You know, I'll even say, you know, I personally think that Super Mario obviously is the pavement that builds the roads to Nintendo. So what are you guys' thoughts
on Nintendo? I have an opinion on that right off the bat.
All right,
I have an opinion on that right off the bat because I want to know if you guys are specifying, because with you saying Super Mario, do you mean every Mario game he's ever been involved in? Because that includes a lot of games, bro.
As a series whole.
It's not a series though, because they made so many franchises off of Mario's back, and Super Smash Brothers is one of them.
Yeah, but I consider Super Smash Brothers like
its
own franchise game.
Okay, all right. That's why we're doing Nintendo.
Because
when I was doing my research on this topic before you guys got me up in here, I was thinking that I'm like, damn man, I could put Mario on here and it could mean like 600 games. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
you're right.
He is the staple of Nintendo. He is the face of that company, and then he made so many games off that guy's back. Super Smash Brothers was iconic, and then you have the Mario Kart, and then
Mario goes to the Olympics. We could be here forever off of Mario's back, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we all agree that Super Mario is by far the number one console exclusive ever. That's what he was saying. So what's yours?
Hold on. I'm not going to agree with that, but I'm just going to say, he came out.
He's up there, yeah.
So what's yours for Nintendo?
What you got, Fresh?
What other one? I mean,
Okay.
So, Smash Bros.
I'm actually going to completely disagree with you guys. I do not believe that even though Super Mario had paved the way for Nintendo, I do not believe that Super Mario is the best Nintendo game that has been put out for an exclusive.
That's why I love you.
What do you got?
Smash that power button. Do it.
It's called Pokemon. And I am not going to even say anything. Wow. And the game alone rests my case.
Oh.
Thank you. That's why I love Dabs.
Dabs always comes out of nowhere with the aspect I'll never think of.
Now,
that.
All right. I have to because it's in the palm of my hand 24/7. Legend of Zelda, man.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda, bro. Yep.
I would have to say that is a top tier as far as Nintendo exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, since somebody stole my words.
You're welcome.
I'm bringing out my big guns. Ooh, and the one? Number one keep Nintendo exclusive, bro. Uh-huh. Kirby is a good one. Kirby you games really held it down. Games always hold it down. Is actually the star of Smash Brothers, bro.
Not wrong.
So don't sleep.
You know what else goes up there is maybe we got Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong had its own franchise for a while as well.
Yeah, Donkey Kong.
We had Pikmin. Pikmin.
Before you start listening to Morph Games, can I get mine in? No,
get in there. Go.
Oh, get in there.
So I got two answers just because one will be argued, I know for a fact. But I got to say it because it's the most popular game of all time. And I'm going to say 007 GoldenEye has been dedicated to N64.
I forgot about that.
Fucking long. How are you going to argue
the
with
Godfather
it?
Godfather of
but here's the years. Argument. Here's the argument, though. After that generation, 007 did go to other platforms.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
So, and then there's another.
But not name. After a while.
But exactly. And then here's another name that did the same thing. Metroid.
Yes, Metroid.
Yes.
Okay, Metroid. Wow. There you go, Metroid
started on Nintendo.
Yep. Yeah.
So those are the
two underdogs right there.
Yeah, those are my two. Those are my two for Nintendo if we have to go for exclusives. But yeah, my favorite of all time, though, was N64 GoldenEye. I had more friends come over and get mad at each other because we were killing each other in 007 GoldenEye than ever.
Hell yeah. Hours spent on that shit.
Yo, for real. Right. We all been there.
The golden gun and shit.
No, and you get mad at your boy because you got the golden gun. Like, fuck you, bro. You keep shooting me with that shit. It's cheating. One shot killing motherfucker. You're cheating, bro. You shot me in the leg, bro. It doesn't even count, bro.
It's bullshit. How you shoot me to a wall? Yeah. I was you in the bed. How you shoot me in the
yards
bed,
away,
100 yards away in the leg or in the fucking ankle.
Yeah, no, that gun was OP.
It was. You could shoot somebody 100 yards away in an ankle and you're dead.
Fucked up how they caught you, yo.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly.
All right,
Nintendo.
So the next one, so I'm gonna throw a catalyst in there.
Let's go,
VR. So I do play plenty of VR games. I do enjoy it, but
I have no dog in this fight, bro.
Yeah, so I have to say, when it comes to Star Wars games, Star Wars really takes the cake with Vader Immortal.
They have done all three of them.
They are so fucking good.
All three.
Now their football game. They have this really cool football game, you know. And VR is still fairly new. There's a lot of great games coming out.
I got a VR game.
I do see that NFL game that's out. Like even the NFL players play it like they're really playing in like football.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I play on my PlayStation 4. I play VR and I play Skyrim.
Skyrim. I played with Fallout.
The nunchucks. I'm in there with the nunchucks, slashing the sword, killing the goblins.
So the next one. I mean, this one is kind of interesting because there's not a lot because it's pretty much shared, but PC doesn't have a lot of exclusives. But are there any that you could think off the top of your head?
I'm going to argue with that fact, though.
But yeah,
Ultima Online.
I'm going to argue with that fact.
The Old Republic, okay. Man.
Just because
Star Wars, The Old Republic,
a lot of
World of Warcraft.
Well, there's one.
World of Warcraft.
There
is
you
on
go. World
now.
Of Warcraft.
But technically, StarCraft started on PC.
World of Warcraft.
Diablo started on PC.
Yes, it did.
Yep.
DC Universe Online started on PC.
And in case
most good MMOs started
Star
on PC.
Star Trek Online started.
Yep,
on PC.
I fucked with that one.
So what about The Forest? The Forest was a PC exclusive game and then came to console. Now there's Sons of the Forest, which is a PC exclusive console game right now. But what about a game like, well, League of Legends is now on console now too. So like PC is a hard thing to talk about.
I gotta backtrack real quick.
You said I got a real good one for you though, a little factoid that you guys probably didn't know.
What's up?
Did you know Max Payne was originally a PC game by Remedy?
It wasn't
until Rockstar bought a portion of the stake and then ported it to PlayStation and Xbox.
That's a dope ass game. Bullet time shit was fun as hell.
And the reason I bring it up is because RIP to the voice actor of Max Payne. He just recently passed this year.
And to kind of backtrack real quick, it's not on Xbox, but it's there was just an article that came out just a couple weeks ago about it coming, World of Warcraft coming to console, to Xbox.
It's coming to Xbox. Great. So I can't fucking play it. That's fantastic.
I think it's going to suck though on console, bro.
Looks like I have to dust off my Xbox.
No, I think it's going to suck on console, bro. There's no way you're making that game a console game. I just don't see how they're going
to
do it.
I say the same. Like, I've wanted for a long time for Star Wars The Old Republic to be, like, transferred to console, but I don't see it playing the same way on console as it does on fucking mouse and key. It's just, it's a whole different
ballgame. I actually have this noted on my research from this week, getting ready for this episode. Elder Scrolls was originally a Microsoft game on PC up until, what was it, 3?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they converted it to console, and it took them a long time to figure out how it was gonna be able to be playable on a console. Yeah. So the same thing's gonna happen with Warcraft. Like, you gotta figure out.
Yeah, they're gonna have to dumb it down.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're not going to list the thousands and thousands of porno games that are on Steam because those are all literally exclusive to PC, but
which from experience they're really good, but I'm just saying.
Oh man, so what are we doing first, Xbox or PlayStation?
Those are the two topics. Those are really the two top. I would say Xbox over
Sega, and Sega immediately.
That's right. I got some Sega listings. And it's very small, but I got some Sega listings that are interesting.
I mean, give me a Sega exclusive because I don't really.
I mean, as
besides, like,
well, Sonic the Hedgehog is legendary.
Sonic the Hedgehog is the top one.
But Sonic crossed over to Nintendo when Sonic and Mario.
But it was originally Sega exclusive. Sega, though.
You can't.
Yeah, Sega. He crossed over.
All right. The only other Sega exclusive that I remember for fucking certain was Vector Man.
Vector Man.
Yes.
Vector Man was
I got that on my list too.
Sega exclusive. Like, yep. And it was one and two because it was a two part game. Then there was Earthworm Jim.
Yep.
That's
another one. Gym.
Yep.
And there you go. Why didn't we get a Freakazoid game? Like, it was like, we never
altered. My game was Altered Beast.
Altered Beast was some.
I played the shit out of Jurassic Park on Sega.
Yeah,
that was a great game. It was a great game.
You know what games I loved on Sega too? And it's gonna. I was young though, so this is why they're gonna sound good. It was on Genesis. Those Disney games, Aladdin, Lion King.
Yeah.
Those games are the shit, bro.
Yep. They remastered fucking Lion King and Aladdin for like PlayStation. And
yeah, Xbox. I own them. Trust me, I know.
Awesome.
There was a bunch of fucking Batman games on Sega too that were pretty dope.
Yes.
You know, before Batman Returns was the shit.
Batman and Robin was in there.
Yeah, Batman and Robin was good.
That was good.
Better than the movie.
Yeah, it was better than the movie.
Oh my god!
Yo, can I state this though? This is going to be a statement that you guys probably didn't see coming, but I'm going to just let you know. So there's one sports title out right now to this day, and it comes out every year, and it wouldn't be out if it wasn't for Sega, and it was on the Sega Dreamcast when it originated. NBA 2K started on Sega Dreamcast, and it's been making millions and millions and millions of dollars every year ever since. NBA 2K started on Sega Dreamcast, and it's been making millions of dollars every year, and they've been killing it ever since. And that is why it's on my Sega.
Exactly.
Madden start off?
Yes, on Madden Sega? Started off too.
No, Madden. Well, Madden
started off on Sega. Sega?
Yeah,
no, wait, no, wait. They eventually
started off on a Sega.
They eventually ported it though. They eventually ported it though.
I think it might have been by like by the time PS1 came out. I think that's when they started porting it because Sega was going downhill.
It's not true because I was a little kid and my stepdad had an Apple computer and you could play Madden on it.
Okay,
that's true. Yeah,
can't bug with that. See, PC
64 PC was still around. Released Madden NFL, like NFL Madden or some shit like that.
That might have been the port too. And that might have been when it ported.
64 had a Madden.
64 and, PS.
It also had
PS1 Blitz, had it.
I fucking loved.
I think the problem with Madden is it's been out for so long. We're not going to identify where it started.
Yeah,
The original, the first Madden, John Madden Football, is definitely on Sega. That I can guarantee.
And some people say that MLB The Show originated from Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, too.
Yeah,
but that's hard, though.
Ken Griffey Jr.
They renamed it, though.
You're right.
They
turned it into a whole new franchise. So, okay, so before we get into the Xbox and PlayStation conversation, Tony, we're going to show a brand new commercial. Do you want to let them know what they're about to see?
You are about to see the debut of the merch commercial, so stay tuned, watch, and make sure you go hit the link.
Hit it.
This is the new merch that comes out next week.
Let's go. Fucking the merch!
JM, like when the first part finished, he was looking at the camera waiting.
You can see me?
Yeah, I could see everything.
You're a cheater, bro.
So I see him looking at the camera, and then he's just like, "What the hell? It's still going." And remember,
you cheated, bro.
People were gonna freak out when they think it's over, and then there's more.
I really did think it was over right there. I'm like, I'm looking at the camera ready for it to fade back in. I'm like, bro, that pause, and then it just that song hit again. I'm like, what?
Sexy motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know what? I'm gonna let you listen to something.
Listen to what?
Are you gonna pull it up?
The disco version. Yeah, this is the disco.
Oh god! No, you made a disco version.
We had a couple of versions we went through to kind of pinpoint, you know, which one really was gonna suit the merch. And I mean, this disco one was not bad, not for nothing.
All right, you'll hear it one day. But here's a.
Say, Jess, you didn't pay for that, right? Tell me that was an AI version. I could have recorded that. I could have recorded that for you at a karaoke night at a bar down the street on Thursday night.
Now we know that you're a man of many qualities. You can drive, you can talk, and you can sing.
Yeah.
My lord. So Xbox.
Xbox.
We've all played on Xbox before. Every single one of us. Dabs, did you ever play on Xbox?
I had a 360.
He had the 360. Wow. My lord.
Yeah, since I met Dabs, he's always PlayStation. We haven't known each other on any other platform.
So we'll get Xbox off the list. There, I mean, Halo.
Yep.
Halo.
Well,
Halo.
No, I do have some notes for Xbox, but you're right. They're very basic. I would say Halo, Gears, Forza.
Yep. Yeah. Halo, Gears, and Forza.
And then, like, you know, they just did Starfield, which turned out to be a very lackluster release.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, but then you have some other ones. They in 2004, they had AMF Bowling, and then there was Sunset Overdrive, and it's just weird. And then Fable. Whatever the version of Fable is.
All right, look.
I like Fable.
The one game that I guess blew me away, Sanchez. I know you could back me up on this.
Oh.
And I wish that it was on more than just fucking Xbox. And this is literally an Xbox exclusive.
It's sad because it's not on this list.
Fuck, really? State of Decay.
State of Decay.
Oh my God, I forgot all about that game.
Yeah.
So such an amazing fucking zombie game. Honestly, one of my favorite fucking zombie games ever.
So there used to be a time when I used to stay up very late. And when I used to stay up very late, I used to play games with Gio. And one of those games, I'd be up to like 3 a.m. playing with him, State of Decay.
Yeah,
and it'd be the middle of the night. We're playing in the dark. My wife is sleeping. And all of a sudden, there's, you know, you got the big fat bloater. And yep, I hear Gio scream, run! Run! He's coming!
We had that clip somewhere.
I have to find that clip. I know I have it somewhere. We have that clip. It still survives somewhere in the internet somewhere. But it is one of the funniest engagements in that game. But State of Decay, number 3 is coming out. And, you know, I cannot.
Oh, they are releasing another one.
They are releasing a third one. And it looks.
The trailer looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, we're getting zombie animals. So.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, State of Decay was a big game that came out.
I forgot all about that game. I'm not going to lie. I used to, that's back in the day when I used to go over my boy's house. We used to play that shit like right next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, he'd set a second TV up with a second console right next to his and
combined. Back on State of Decay. Yeah.
No, for real.
But yeah, you know, when it comes to exclusives with Microsoft, they're coming other than Starfield and whatever other Bethesda games they're coming out in the future, like Blade, when we got to this argument already. I believe that the exclusivity route for Microsoft is going to be a very, very thin one. Yeah. So this is where this like conversation ends with Xbox, because they do have their exclusives, but I could have sworn Gears was coming to PlayStation eventually.
Well, the new one's coming out, and it's already been announced to be released for PC and Xbox first.
Yeah,
but there is a rumor that they're going to release the next Gears, which is 6.
Six, yeah,
damn,
yeah. So the Gears 6 is going to set to be released on Microsoft and Xbox, but then they're talking about a PS5 port. So
we'll see.
Well, and now, right when we come into PlayStation, you already know what time it is.
Yeah, baby. Y'all's already ready.
Let's
already ready.
Let's go, people. I've been like waiting for him to say this whole night. Is this crazy?
Can I say it? I've been waiting for him to say it.
Say it fresh.
This is an honorary moment.
Pause for the cause.
Man, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Cheers, my fellow fuck buddies.
Shit.
Happy New Year. Oh, look at that blessing over there.
Yeah, look at this. Go. We have a THC distillate from Ghost Extracts. Thank you, Ghost Extracts.
Ghost Extracts.
There we go.
So, you know what the young kids are calling these vape things?
What do you mean young kids? What age demographic young kids are this?
22 to 20.
What is it?
22 to like 31.
What?
That's young kids? That's like everything younger than me. It's fucked up.
Yeah, right?
They call it waters?
Blinkers, because you inhale them until they start blinking.
No, you don't do that.
So you're smoking these blinkers.
I don't like it.
From these things, and that's it.
Yo, let me hit your blinker, bro.
Yeah, there it is. Tony Colt,
you're smoking it wrong.
They're gonna be saying that in junior high and high school for the years to come.
Oh shit, man.
My lord, that blinker, bro. Let me hit that.
My lord. All right, so. You guys are the PlayStation guys, but I need Freshie to kick this off.
Yay.
He's so ready.
Oh, dude, I've been ready. I've been ready since fucking 2 weeks ago when we originally talked about this episode. So I have three. But at the moment, I only remember. Oh, no, I got the third one. All right, so The Last of Us.
Okay.
Ghosts of Tsushima.
Oof.
Awesome. Nice.
Awesome.
And as much as I want to hear shit for this, I don't care because it's my favorite fucking game series. I don't... Crash Bandicoot.
Whatever, bro. Ooh, that's not... No, who was going to give you shit? Crash Bandicoot was awesome. No one's
giving you shit on that, bro. Because
there's a bunch of people, I can already see it, there's a bunch of people that are like, yeah, Crash Bandicoot's really? Cool and everything, but fuck that game.
I love Crash Bandicoot, bro.
I like Crash Bandicoot. Who hates Crash Bandicoot?
That's I can tell you, there's got to be a group of Crash Bandicoot.
I even like Crash Bandicoot.
You know what? To all those people that would have anything to say to you about Crash Bandicoot, fuck you.
Come fight me.
There you go.
Yo, I don't know.
Yeah, 1v1 me, bro. 1v1 me, bro.
1v1. You heard him. 1v1 him. Wherever he is.
Fucking shit.
Down there.
Nah, Crash
and Bandicoot, I'm talking like all of the Crash Bandicoot games too, like even the bad ones.
Well, like Crash Bandicoot
Team Racing.
Yo, Crash Bandicoot Racing, even though that game was frustrating as fuck. Frustrating as fuck. One of the most clunkiest racing games that I have ever played, but it was so much fun.
But technically, though, the conversation, right? It's just the best, like, or the top console exclusive games. So. The games don't have to be that great, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean which one?
I have two.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Sanchez has two. What are yours, Sanchez?
So two that I enjoyed playing on PlayStation. It was SOCOM.
Okay.
Oh, you got me.
I like SOCOM.
I was waiting.
SOCOM was my thing. Because
in SOCOM, it gave you the headset. Okay. And you could, hit the right trigger, and you could use the headset to talk to the soldiers.
Yo, keep going though. I want to. I have a story.
I got another one.
I got a story.
And Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
All right. Since you mentioned headset and audio type shit, Manhunt.
Yes. Ooh. Manhunt was a good ass game.
In my opinion, the best Rockstar game that has ever been released. I love
what is up? They need to bring that game back. All right, so I got
love
mine,
Manhunt.
We all know it. We all know I love this game with all my heart. It's my first game. It's Final Fantasy.
I knew Final Fantasy.
That's on my list. I got that. But I never played them.
Some history. Final Fantasy did not start on the Sony PlayStation.
No, it didn't. I got it written down right here.
Yep. Let them know, Jam. Where did it come from?
Hold on.
Where we got them?
I gotta go through all my fucking different lists. I got 100 of them. It started on a fucking Nintendo. I don't know what that stands for, actually.
Was it NES?
It's not NES. It's like
it's Super Nintendo.
It's like
Nintendo. They had it was a weird.
Hold on, let me look it up. I gotta relook it up.
I think the first one is Super. I remember.
I made this list when I was drunk the other day, and so this
nice.
Is Zoliac.
I remember like playing it originally.
So is
Nintendo.
is this button appropriate then?
I can't see what's happening.
Yep, that's pretty accurate soundbite right there. Sanchez, where'd you get that from?
That's great.
I mean, I don't mean to give out all my secrets.
No, I know where you got it from. That's why I was asking you. I was looking for free pub, but you caught me.
I'm in my Discord right now, and because I have shout out to Beacon Audio for this wonderful soundboard that I'm able to have all my sounds go He's over to him. But yeah, I'm on Discord, and I'm getting all these buttons, and I have access to all of them, like this one.
Yo. Ever heard of Jerkmate?
This one.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
And then, for the sports fans.
Fucking football right there!
We're all set up here on BRVG. You know, we're all set up, but you know, keep going.
I lost the topic that we were on.
No, we were talking about PlayStation.
All right, and my other choice, because I don't know, it's Gran Turismo.
Okay. Gran Turismo. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Actually, the game that I remember playing on PlayStation, like PlayStation 1, was Need for Speed.
Yes.
Need for Speed. Oh, yeah, wow. The first one. Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit.
And then everyone remembers.
Dude, I spent hours in that game looking for the shortcuts and shit and all the little hidden trails in that fucking game. It was fun as fuck. Not for nothing. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
I was a fan of Underground.
See, but
the thing, though,
Most Wanted. They were awesome.
All of those games, though, they were specifically made to be dual platform. All of those games. Mm-hmm. So when the Need for Speed, Underground 2, Carbon, Most Wanted, and all of that, they were on PlayStation and Xbox. So they were not exclusive.
Yeah. And they're all
the original, very first. The very first Hot Pursuit did come out on PlayStation 1.
And those are all spin-offs of Hot Pursuit.
And Gran Turismo super exclusive.
The other one I could remember was Driver.
Driver was great. Driver.
Yeah.
That was PlayStation 1 and 2, or is that just PlayStation 1?
That's the one with the story. Is that the one with the story?
And 2. One
that
and
was
two.
The one with the story, right?
Yep. Yes.
Well, I remember that one of them was, I think it was two, it was competing against Vice City. And if you remember, they had the secret thing unlocked in Driver 2 where you could unlock this guy that ran out. It looked like Tommy Vercetti wearing floaties because he couldn't swim. And that was like the biggest feature of Driver 2. It was like, oh, we can swim, but they can't. But
yay.
Obviously, Driver 2 was no match for Vice City. They just
since we're going there, Midnight Club.
Ooh. Midnight Club was the shit. And two.
Yes, fuck Midnight Club 2. Midnight Club 2 went where
the soundtrack in Midnight Club was nasty.
Yo.
Was that exclusive to PlayStation though?
I can't remember. I think it was on Xbox too. But I don't know.
Give us a correction on that.
Midnight Club 2.
I was just bringing it up because the card
Midnight games. Club, Midnight Club has been on Xbox for years.
Okay.
Yeah, also, that's an Xbox game. Wow. That was their response to Underground.
Right. So the Gran Turismo has always been, because you know, Xbox's answer to Gran Turismo was Forza, but Gran Turismo.
Well, yeah, that's probably the best.
They made a whole movie about Gran Turismo.
But doesn't Microsoft even own rights on Forza? Like that's
yeah, the best they made. They yeah, no, they made that. They yeah, made
so like technically, that, yeah. Microsoft's like they run their own best game because that's like a top three game for
they do
Xbox. Yep. Forza, that's like one of their highest selling games every year.
And a new one just came out. Just a couple months after Gran Turismo 7 did.
Yeah. Well, they were always competing because Gran Turismo is the Sony game. And then, Forza is, just like you said, like those two games will always come out and they'll always do well.
Now, I play like Truck Simulator on VR. I wonder what Gran Turismo is like on VR because that is a VR PlayStation game.
Yeah. Mm. PlayStation VR. Yep.
We might have to check that out.
Yeah, you know, and I do because, like, you guys know, I like my racing games. I got my Thrustmaster right down there.
Nice.
I like racing games too.
Yeah, racing games are fucking great, man. I go ham in them. But you know, we're coming to the end. But I do want to ask JM something. You're doing your Red Dead Redemption playthrough. Is this your first time playing through Red Dead Redemption?
Oh, not at all.
Okay, so you know what's gonna happen. You know, I think
I think more than that. I've actually I've beaten the game now 11 times.
Shit.
This playthrough is trying to be my 12th. I played
it on PlayStation.
I played it originally on PS4, and then I beat it on there probably 4 to 5 times. And then when I went to PC, I bought it on PC, and then I've beaten it on PC probably 4 to 5 times.
All right, just. For the fucks of it, for our do watch and people that like, you know, are all up to speed with the gear and shit. Like, what do you rock as far as like your PC gear to game?
What is that piece of candy behind you?
It's actually not that impressive. It's a $3,200 pre-build from Best Buy. It probably could have been built for 20 7 to 8 if you did it yourself. Sure. So I spent some money on just buying it from a store. It's a top NVIDIA graphics card. I think I'm like a generation maybe behind Sanchez's. Didn't we compare once?
Yeah, yeah. You're right behind. Yeah.
You know, it's a top notch card. I don't look into the specs until like I'm actually buying it, and then when you buy it, you kind of forget. I just think in my head as time goes by, I get re-educated with what I actually have for equipment. And I'm like, I got to upgrade that. And that's when you spend money. So that's probably the best way I can describe it. When my shit starts not working properly is when I start looking into what my problems are. I'm not going to lie. I'm not technically sound, like mentally, like I don't really know my equipment that well, but I just know when it's not working right. And then I start to look at like, oh shit, now I realize that I got a really top-notch i7 Intel processor, but now we're in the i9 generation.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to be my next issue coming up. I'm thankful that I'm not having that issue right now. But yeah, my equipment, I can't actually state it to you. I don't really know. It's a fucking it's an Acer Predator some series. Fucking, I don't know, look it up, figure it out. But I wish I could tell you. I wish I really did, but
for the people that want to stay on top of the RP or the Red Dead stream that you're going on, like, what's the link? Where can they go and check you out, dude?
Yeah, where do we find you, man? Because
I'm just at the only JM pretty much on anything you could think of.
So if I Google you right now,
yeah, try it. Yeah. I don't actually know, but I kind of hope so.
Oh fuck me!
But you do have a Twitch stream. I know that.
Yeah, it's all Twitch.tv.
I need to show you guys something.
It's the only. It's really the only JM on everything.
JM, you are certainly on there, but I mean, look at some of these links, right?
Mm. Who's JMV?
You got copiers.
Oh my god!
JM, they're killing me, bro.
Why did you open up one of those?
Look,
I didn't.
JM, is there something you need to know?
Wow.
Whoa.
Never saw that before.
Binary.
But I'm not the JMV, so I know that much.
All right, so definitely not those first couple of links. You want to wait a few. So don't Google them. Definitely don't Google.
Just look up the only JM.
The only JM, yes, as it's spelled.
Did that come up that way though? When you just typed in the only JM, is that what happened?
Oh yeah, I mean the real you came up. The only JM. So we're about to do something that we haven't done in about 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, my favorite part of the show.
Tony loves this part. This is my favorite part of the show.
Because you got to spin. The wheel, spin the wheel, spin the wheel. We need a song for that now.
Let's go.
I don't
tell me. Yo, he's gonna get you to make another song, bro.
Oh my God. We're gonna have a song.
Another song for it now, bro.
We're gonna have a song for everything.
Yeah.
And they're shit. I didn't mean to click it, but it's
going. Here we go.
Anything you want?
The 2024, and that's good because we just got news on the updated the dates.
Look at that.
It just got pushed up. So you know what?
That's you guys are already prepared and shit. Look at that.
It was meant to happen.
You guys are great.
So tune in next week, folks. Same time, same channel.
Guys, they say Tony, they say the bucket that killed Tony is rigged. Let me tell you something. The BRVG wheel is not rigged, okay? You spin the wheel. You make the deal, okay? You know, this is what it is, and we are doing the 420 Expo Expectations. That's going to be kind of fucking exciting. So let me remove that off the list and replace it with a spin again. Because this is going to get wild. This is going to get real wild.
I was going to ask you how you did that. How do you do that process once you pick something? Does it get replaced with a spin again, or do you just come up with different topics?
We just spin again until it.
Yeah, we just spin it again.
Oh, so you can hit the same thing twice, or no?
No. I get. To, yeah. Is it? Can we?
If, yeah, if
click it again.
And if we get spin again, no, wait, we just spin again.
All right.
No, that's But what he's at, I think what you were asking was, when once we get a topic and it comes off, do we replace it with spin again? And then until we come up with separate topics later on.
All right. That's all I was asking. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, look, you know who we are. You know where to find us. We're gonna go around the round table real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. Thank you for coming. Smoke easy, smoke hard, fuck loudly, and die hard.
Yo, man, love, peace, and chicken grease, man.
Freshie.
Oh, it's my turn? Oh, shit.
There you go. Next.
My bad. I zoned the fuck out for a minute. My bad. Nice. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you guys. Love y'all. And yeah, have a Happy New Year.
Yeah, man. Buy the merch.
Buy the merch,
motherfucker.
Buy the merch.
Fucking the merch. Wear the merch. Rock the merch. Love the merch. Make love to the merch. All that good stuff. Hit the links. Keep in contact every Tuesday. You know where to find us. 10 a.m. every fucking Tuesday. So tune in.
10 a.m.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
JM, you got anything else?
No, just to you guys, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here. I'm a big fan, and I'll be listening to every episode, so thanks.
Stay puffed, boys. Stay puffed.
Give your balls to you, fucker.